Well, thanks for coming back. I know we're a couple of days away from a great event, Cambridge Community Building on Saturday. Doors open at 5 o'clock, raising money for the Evans family. And I know talking to you a couple of weeks ago, you had already received a ton of auction items and folks helping with food and everything. And I'm sure since we last talked, it's probably still going on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I got about 4 calls yesterday, or maybe 5. I don't even remember anymore. It's nonstop, and it's wonderful. Yeah, so since I've talked to you, we've gotten a few more guns. We've got another grill. We just have a huge variety of everything. So you just can't even imagine. There's things you don't even know you want on there, Rich.
Free Will Donation Dinner starts at 5, and then the silent and live auction, everything with some entertainment. But the Jackass Penguins, that'll all follow, won't it?
Yep, sure will.
And you could still donate. You could still donate. You got a couple of days left. Still, if you'd like to help out, you can, can't you?
Oh, yeah. If you wanted to donate, you sure could. Just give me a call. If you just decide you want to come to the fundraiser and just donate that way, that's great, too. We had someone donate, Jeff Wernsman from Day and Night in Arapahoe donated $1,000, and you can buy tickets for that, and then you could win the $1,000. So that's kind of exciting, a fun way to raise a little bit more money.
Wow, that is, yeah, it's a little unique. Donate $1,000, and you buy tickets to win the $1,000. How about that?
Yes. And then you can keep the $1,000, or you could give it back to Amy. I mean, I guess that's on you.
Yeah. You could keep,
people usually donate it back. So.
Yeah, Charlotte, I think you probably have heard this. I've heard it a couple of times of folks do that, and they just keep it going. They just keep it going throughout the evening.
Yes. Yeah, donate it back. And that we've heard that, too, with guns. Like, someone will buy it, and then they just donate it back to be re-auctioned off or whatever. You know, so I hope we do have some of that. I just hope we have such great donations, and I just hope we get the people now to come, you know.
I'm sure you're going to have a great crowd. The community building's plenty of room at the community building too, right?
Yep, and we're planning on enough food for everyone, and we're having briskets and potatoes and beans, and then a variety of desserts. And then a cash bar from Hojo's. It's going to be a good night, I hope.
And I'm sure you got some great people cook up some delicious food.
Yes. Well, Matt and Carrie Schultz, they have catered in the past. And so they're cooking the beans, and Matt is helping cook the brisket. Justin and Haley Malik, which is your nephew, mm-hmm. my son-in-law mm-hmm. and daughter, they bought the brisket, and Brian and Carla Malik went in on half and bought that as well. So they provided the brisket, and then Matt and Carrie are doing the beans, and then a few of us just are going in and making the potatoes, you know, on the committee. So, and then we've just got some desserts coming in from friends and family, so it should be a good meal.
Now, Charlotte, folks can't make it, you know, got some things going on, sporting events, we get that going on over the weekend and still would like to donate. You can still do that. Go to the Benefit for Bryce Evans Facebook page, Venmo. I know First Central Bank in Cambridge is helping out as well, aren't they?
Yep. Yeah, you could just call the bank. You could donate that way. You can Venmo me at Charlotte-Long, and then I just put it right into that account. Or you can always send a check to the bank, and they'll know what to do with it.
Well, hats off to you and all the folks helping you. You couldn't do it by yourself. You got a lot of folks behind this, and to make the evening pretty special, huh?
Yes, yes. We've had a lot of volunteers, and I didn't have to ask really people to help. I just kind of told them, you know, when Bryce gave us the go ahead to do this, you know, it was about in October. And then I just told a few of our friends, and committee was made, you know, so didn't really have to push too hard for any of it.
Hope to see a lot of folks. Cambridge Community Building. Doors open at 5 o'clock Saturday. The dinner, silent and live auction, and then the entertainment. And thanks to the Jackass Penguins coming down to play at 8 o'clock.
Yes, they're coming down. Jeff called me, and they're setting up on Friday, and they're coming, and they're donating their time, you know, which is a big deal. And we've got Regina as an auctioneer, and she's donating her time.
Oh, that's great. So, you got the very best. Regina Andrzejewski, Old West Realty and Auction. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. She is A+. You bet.
Yeah. So, I mean, we just have a lot of people that are just, you know, throwing their talents together and doing it. So it should be a good time. And if you can't make the meal, you can come for the dance. You know, it should still be – it's going to go until whenever the band quits.
Again, for more information, hit the Benefit for Bryce Evans Facebook page. A lot of info, Charlotte, is right there.
Yes. Yes, it is. And if you have any questions, you can just give me a call or a text or whatever.
Best number 3500792, correct?
Yes, it is.
Charlotte, thanks a million for doing this. Appreciate the time. Have a lot of fun on Saturday, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Rich.